Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and each and every episode, I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Before we begin this evening's episode, let's pause for a moment for a piece of listener feedback. This listener feedback is from Brit Nay 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 on Apple Podcasts. Wow. So, I have been listening to podcasts a lot. Anyway, now I'm used to having someone talking in my ears, besides kids, at all times, and I can't sleep without it. Insanity laughing emoji. And so, last night I had to think of something to do because I didn't want to listen to my favorite podcasts and missed half of it because I fell asleep. So, I searched up sleep on podcasts and I looked through a few. And most were like bedtime stories, and I was like, nah. I ended up listening to this one, and fell asleep so fast to it, and then I woke up a few hours later, and took my headphones out. Thanks for this, and I hope you come out with new episodes soon. Thank you, Brit Nay Nay Nay, for that really long message. It's greatly appreciated, along with your 5 golden stars. You've certainly captured and seem to be appreciating the raison d'être, or the reason for being, of the podcast. Thank you for taking the time. If you, dear listener, would like to join Brit Nay 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 in writing a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, there's a pretty good chance I'll read it out. You could also follow I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, or Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. But not now. That can wait. For now, put down your phone. Turn off your screens. And close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 2, Episode 2. Let your mind be as an oversalinated rock pool. A guided meditation. Let your mind be as an oversalinated rock pool. nestled in a hidden place amongst the rocks at the shore of the ocean, filled with sea life that is very slow moving because the water of the rock pool is too salty. On one side of the rock pool of your mind, there are the sea anemones. Their multicolored fronds moving slowly through the thick, salty water. Through the day, in less salty times, they were active and nimble. But now that the salt of night time has appeared, their tendrils drift idly, carried only by the faintest of currents and held up by the inherent buoyancy of water with a sodium saturate. At the bottom of the rock pool, beneath the multicolored stones, there's a small hole. And in this hole, there lives a crab, all multi-legged and beclawed, its eyes protruding on long stalks so that it may spy, prey, or predation. But neither of those is really a huge problem for it now, as the rock pool is too salty and all the things inside it are moving considerably slower. Crabs have gills. I often forget that when I see them clambering about on rocks, for example. Then how do they breathe on land? Are there two types of crabs? Or are crabs amphibious? And by that I don't mean they are amphibians like a frog, but rather they possess lungs and gills? I am. Now that I say it out loud, becoming very aware that my understanding of how crabs work is not as strong as I once thought it was. There was a time earlier, only a few moments ago, where I was convinced that I knew enough about crabs to talk about their breathing habits. But it turns out that I don't. It also turns out it doesn't matter, because this crab is in the bottom of a pool. This crab has gills, and this crab is resting. There are microscopic creatures as well. Barely visible to the naked eye. Usually discernible only by the flicker of darting movement. Larvae, krill, planktons, tossed into the rock pool by the carelessness of the ocean, and as the sun evaporates the water but leaves the salt, causes them to slow down. Usually these creatures are defined by their hasty nature, by their darting and weaving, but not now. For now it is too salty, and rather than tearing about, they instead laze about, languid and reclining on ottomans and couches, snuggled up in front of their microscopic televisions under the comfy blanket. Beneath the water, affixed to the rocks that line the edge of the rock pool, are shells, and many of these shells are the home to mollusks, green lipped and bearded mussels, clams, scallops, oysters, all cling to the rock, and all are saltier than they would like to be if they had a full and busy day ahead of them, if they had several meetings to get to and a PowerPoint presentation due at the board meeting. But they have none of these things, for they are salty, salty shellfish. Let us dive deeper now, down to the very bottom of the pool, where the multicolored rocks and the crab waits. Down here, the pool is the coolest that it ever is, for the surface is warm as the sun beats down, but deep in the languid depths of the salty rock pool, it is cool. And it is there that the starfish scrape along the bottom, their skin rough like sandpaper, their nature aspirational. Let us all lie spread eagled and starfished, unencumbered or cramped by space. We are starfish in the coolness of a salty pool. We are starfish.
We are starfish
in the coolness.
We are starfish
in the coolness of a salty stuff
coolness,
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 of a salty. What fish, you wonder, dwell in this watery boudoir? Several fish, slow moving and calm, idly circle through the water of the pool. There is a sandwich fish. Its fins reminiscent of lettuce hanging out the crusts of a sandwich, hence its name. As always, the sandwich fish is accompanied by the creature it finds itself in a symbiotic relationship with, the plate fish. The plate fish, of course, resembles a flounder, but is more circular. But it is a It is a flat fish, and the sandwich fish will often land atop the plate fish, giving it a little gentle ride around the pool. Following behind is, of course, a school of crumbfish. Gently following along behind in their usual erratic random trail. What fish, you wonder, dwell in this watery boudoir? Several fish, slow moving and calm, idly circle through the water of the pool. There is a sandwich fish. Its fins reminiscent of lettuce, hanging out the crusts of a sandwich, hence its name. As always, the sandwich fish is accompanied by the creature it finds itself in a symbiotic relationship with, the plate fish. The plate fish, of course, resembles a flounder, but is more circular. But it is a flat fish, and the sandwich fish will often land atop the plate fish, giving it a little gentle ride around the pool. Following behind is, of course, a school of crumbfish. Gently following along behind in their usual erratic random trail. What fish, you wonder, dwell in this watery boudoir? Several fish, slow moving and calm, idly circle through the water of the pool. There is a sandwich fish. Its fins reminiscent of lettuce hanging out the crusts of a sandwich, hence its name. As always, the sandwich fish is accompanied by the creature it finds itself in a symbiotic relationship with, the plate fish. The plate fish, of course, resembles a flounder, but is more circular. But it is a flat fish, and the sandwich fish will often land atop the plate fish, giving it a little gentle ride around the pool. Following behind is, of course, a school of crumbfish. Gently following along behind in their usual erratic random trail. All these creatures, great and small, all live slowly in the rock pool. Let your mind be like the rock pool. It's so salty and sleepy that the creatures that live inside it can no longer dart about, but rather are coming to rest. Let your mind be as an oversalinated rock pool. Let your mind be as an oversalinated rock pool. Let your mind be as an oversalinated rock pool. That was episode 2 of season 2 of Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles. Let your mind be as an oversalinated rock pool. Until next time, good night. Sleep tight.